Today in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc, for Thursday, May the 18th, 2006. Army surrounds house in Kabatia, injuring one, but the military operation is still ongoing. Army invades Jenin and arrests three. After dawn invasion, Israeli army imposes curfew on city of Jenin. One Bethlehem resident arrested by Israeli army. Herds of wild pigs dumped by Israeli military attacking farmers' homes and crops in Safit. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli army invaded the village of Kabatia, south of the West Bank city of Jenin, and surrounded one house on Thursday afternoon. Soldiers have surrounded the house of Ratef Khasima and are firing directly into the house, eyewitnesses reported. Dr. Asim Nazal, the mayor of the village, also said there are clashes between the resistance and invading troops all over the village. He also said there is one injured man that the army are preventing ambulances from reaching. Army jeeps and bulldozers have been seen entering the village 1 hour ago in what seems to be a massive military operation, eyewitnesses reported. The village of Kabatia has been the scene of daily invasions and arrests for more than 1 month. The last was 3 days ago when the army assassinated five residents and injured more. The Israeli army invaded the West Bank city of Jenin and arrested three residents Thursday morning. Troops stormed the residents' homes, forcing them to remain in one room for on-the-spot interrogations, eyewitnesses reported. The arrestees were identified as Kafa Taufish, 20, Soldan Sabahna, Bilal Istiti. All are allegedly members of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP, according to the Israeli military. The Israeli army installed several military checkpoints around the West Bank city of Jenin Thursday morning, putting the city under total siege. Troops are searching all the cars entering and leaving the city, and they are preventing people from under the age of 30 from entering or leaving Jenin. Soldiers are installing checkpoints across all the main city streets, checking ID cards and strip-searching civilians before letting them pass, local sources reported. The Israeli army has invaded Jenin since the early hours of Thursday morning. Three Palestinians have been arrested by troops so far in the invasion. Nidal Kalawi, 24, was arrested when troops invaded his home in Dahisha refugee camp in the West Bank city of Bethlehem Thursday at dawn. Troops surrounded Kalawi's house, searched his home, then arrested him and took him to an unknown location, his family said. Herds of wild pigs attacked farmers' homes and lands in the West Bank city of Safit late Wednesday night. According to the local farmers, the pigs were released by the Israeli settlers who live on nearby settlements. The pigs were rounded up from within Israel and dumped into Palestinian land in the Safit area. Local sources also added that the pigs had destroyed farmland and crops and attacked the farmers' homes, in some cases threatening the lives of children, but no injuries were reported. The municipality of Safit has initiated a campaign that started last week to stop the pigs and protect the farmers and their lands from the settlers' attempts to force them out, local sources said. The Palestinian General Board of Petroleum in the West Bank city of Jenin announced on Thursday that the city is facing a cooking fuel crisis. According to Hassam Alakwi, the director of the board, Israeli companies have not sent fuel for 3 days, claiming that they face internal problems within the companies. Alakwi denied that the crisis has anything to do with money problems between the PA and Israeli companies. He also said that some fuel will arrive at the PG board's warehouses in Bihlin village near Ramallah sometime today, and hopefully it will be delivered to the city by late afternoon. Thursday morning, Israeli army closed Tassia checkpoint and the surrounding area east of the West Bank city of Tubas. Soldiers informed the shepherds that if they approach the area, they will be subjected to arrest or fired at, local sources reported. Several previous incidents of attacking shepherds and their herds were documented. The army claims that the shepherds approached the closed military zone. Thursday, Israeli soldiers arrested 10 residents in a morning invasion of the village of Abud, north of the West Bank city of Ramallah. Elias Azar, the mayor of the village, said that several army jeeps and soldiers stormed the village, searched the residents' homes and arrested 10. The arrestees were identified as Ahmed Abu Zayed, Amjad Thabet, Abdullah Ibrahim, Abada Abdul Majid, Mohamed Shalatha, Tariq de Saleh, Awini Othman and his brother Mohamed, Dawood Suleiman and his brother Mustafa, local sources said. Israeli army intelligence reported that Palestinian resistance managed to smuggle parts of Russian missiles into Gaza and attempted to assemble them there. The report said that the missiles are grade 1 type and their range is a maximum of 24 kilometres, and surmised that the parts were smuggled in from Egypt and had come from Iran. Abu Ahmed, the spokesperson of Al-Quds Brigades, the armed wing of Islamic Jihad, said that the brigades had managed to develop a homemade rocket of the Grade 1 type that could strike a range farther than the Katyush rocket range of 24 kilometres, and added that the new rocket had a two-phase dispersal process. Thursday at dawn, the Israeli army invaded the villages of Beit Ola, Beit Uma and Al-Arub refugee camp in the West Bank city of Hebron, and arrested 4 residents. Troops stormed the residents' homes in the camp before arresting Ishmael Jawabra, 30, and taking him to a nearby military camp. Also, troops invaded Beit Ola and Beit Uma villages and arrested Khalid Sahan, Jamal Jabba and Youssef Mohammed after searching homes there, local sources reported. In the city of Hebron, soldiers attacked several neighbourhoods and fired rounds of live ammunition at the houses. No injuries were reported, eyewitnesses said. And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Centre website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is the Daily News from Palestine, brought to you by Penny Quinton and Ghassan Benoura.